I will say this. Yesterday, I was feeling for Clayton Kershaw. Watching him address the media, there are moments, right? We all face adversity in life. No matter what happens to us, we're going to face all kinds of adversity, professionally, personally, in our families, everything. And it's how you face that adversity is how you're measured. And that's the way it should be in life, because that's how you should measure somebody in their worst moments. It's really easy to measure all of us in our best moments because we're all happy and enjoying it. But in our worst moments is how you're going to handle that situation. And I thought Clayton Kershaw was a man in that situation, a guy that was not shying away from the narrative. A guy that in 34,374 pitches in the regular season had never allowed back-to-back home runs. But he's allowed them twice in the postseason. And he knows it. And he's living with that demon. Okay? And he knows he's living with that demon. And yet he stood there and he answered every question like a gentleman. And not like a man that should be extremely pissed, not like a man that should be extremely disappointed in himself and expressing it, because it's only human to be expressing all that frustration, all that anger, and yet he bottled it up. And you never saw it. And he stayed stoic. And he was respectful. And he deserves the same kind of respect, folks. He does. Because that's a great example for every athlete, amateur or professional. That's how you handle it. That's how you handle it. Because I used to talk about, and I've talked about this many times, Kevin Brown was a class A jerk. Okay? One of the worst human beings I have ever covered in pro sports. He would throw a shutout, a one-hitter, 15 Ks. He'd be standing next to his locker room, leaning on his locker room with his hand up against the thing, rubbing his chest. What do you guys want to talk about today? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got him in the ninth with a slider. I got him in the seventh with this. Then, the next outing, he gave up 5 runs, 8 hits, pulled in the fourth inning. You walk in after the game, he's sitting there with his arms crossed, looking down, giving you one-word answers. That was Kevin Brown.
You know, I can remember the day we got, what's his name? Dalton from the
Dutch, from Darren.
The Phillies. Kevin Brown pitched that day. I was with you. We were hanging out, actually, Frankfort, Channel 10, and John Cantalosi closed the game because of how bad Kevin Brown had pitched.
Oh, he pitched.
Yes,
that's right.
That
I remember
day.
The day that Cantalosi pitched.
I can remember he was such an ass.
Yes, that's Kevin Brown. And so, I've done this for 30 years, and I've seen the guys that know how to handle it and the ones that don't. And I respect people like Clayton Kershaw. You want to call him a choker, I get it, and all that stuff. You know what I was thinking last night? You know who Clayton Kershaw is? He's Tony Romo. Yep. He's Tony Romo.
He's awesome in the regular season and can't do nothing.
You can't deny Tony Romo's talent, right?
Bigger the moment.
Right? You can't deny Tony Romo's talent.
No, man.
Tony Romo put on some games that you were like, wow, this guy's a hell of an athlete. This guy's a hell of a quarterback.
400 yards with no effort, effortless.
I remember a couple years ago, he put up a 500 game against the Broncos. It was a badass performance, man. But then you put Tony in those big moments and boom. And it's the same thing with Clayton Kershaw. And I'm watching Clayton Kershaw and Tony Romo's the same dude. Tony Romo's never a jerk to people. We've been jerks to Tony Romo, but Tony Romo's never a jerk to us. we're going to be jerks now to Clayton Kershaw, Clayton Chokeshaw, or whatever you want to call him. I mean, whatever joke you want to come up with, whatever gif or gif or whatever it is, meme, whatever you're going to create about Clayton Kershaw, Dodger fans are going to, you know, there's going to be a certain section, they're going to hate him no matter what. Oh, yeah, he's great in the regular season, but, hey, once we get to the postseason, put him on ice. I don't even want to see him out there. That's what they're going to say.
My Yankees will take him.
Yeah, well, but I don't know if he wants to pitch in New York, by the way.
Probably not.
That's not a good place to pitch. You got to be a completely different dude to pitch in New York. And so I he could handle the heat. I will say that.
The way he did it last night, man.
LA's as big a media market. Maybe it's not as piranha-like New York. Piranha, New York and Chicago and Boston will eat you alive. I don't think LA's like that. LA's got a large media market, but it's more of a laid-back market.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, no. New York, Boston, and Chicago, forget it. There's nothing like those three markets. Those are the worst markets to play for because the media in those markets are really, really, really tough.
Chew you up and spit you out.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say this. I'm watching Kershaw yesterday, and it's all respect, man. It's all respect. That's all I can say about the man because we all go through some tough moments in our lives. Remember this, okay? You go through a tough moment. The only people that know are your friends, your close family members. It's just a small knit group, and then that's it. Clayton Kershaw goes through a tough moment. It's the world. The world is watching. The world watches you fail. Then the world has to watch you handle the press conference after. And if you lose your crap, you know, like many have, then you get that other label, too, on top of all of that. Right? We've watched, Odell Beckham. Doesn't handle on the field, doesn't handle off the field the right way. Right? Lance Armstrong was a jerk on the bike and a bigger jerk off the bike. Right? Ryan Braun, I'll cheat, and then I'll also try to ruin other people's lives because I cheated, you know? By the way, Lance did that too. So it really, when you think about failure, think about it in their eyes, not ours. Because when you and I fail, very few people know about it. We don't have to live it in the public eye. Clayton Kershaw walks down the street and guaranteed one out of three, four, 10 people are looking at him going, oh, that's the dude that chokes. That's the dude that chokes. You walk down the street, nobody knows what you did. Nobody cares because you're not on their radar. And so public failure is something that carries a burden that we will never be able to relate to. And it's a burden that, trust me, you never want to experience.
I put a little bit on the managers that stat that I threw to you about guys going on 3 or 4 days rest and their stats at historically 122 times it's been done.
Yeah.
They're 30-44. They got a 4.5 ERA and their team is 50-72. Obviously Verlander lost the other night. Yeah. Now they're 50-73. You're asking your guy to do something that he doesn't normally do.
Right, right.
And go outside his rump.
But it's been done. And so then you think he can be Hershiser, he can be Beckett, he can be, you know, because it's been done.
Hershiser, yes, was that guy got hits. He got RBIs.
But it's in that city.
Yeah, well,
and he showed up three times. It was a relief appearance in game seven that he did it.
Well, Tommy was infamous for that. He would burn his pitchers into the ground.
Right, he always did that. But my point is that because it's been done before, we think the next guy can do it. Look at Scherzer. He was like, oh, my arm's falling off. You know what I mean? But it's just one of those things. The question I have, and I'll ask Craig Mish when we get him on in the next hour, is why Joe Kelly and why not pull Kershaw after the first home run?
Yeah.
He's
Okay, because once you see he gives up the home run, you're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Something's amiss with the guy.
Let me, but he didn't. He didn't make any moves, and I wouldn't have put Kelly in that situation either. Joe Kelly did not belong in that situation. So those are things that you can ask about Brian Roberts there in that situation. But, again, I just have to say, because everybody's going to take the time to just say he's a choker and all this and that. All I got to say is because I've been there, I've been the guy that has to ask the questions. I've been the guy that's had to ask the questions in the worst moments. I've been the guy that only had the guts to ask the question in those moments. And it's not fun. Okay, so for any of you guys out there, there are some media members that enjoy it. I do not. I enjoyed walking in after a win. That's fun. After a loss, think about it, man. How about when you had a bad day at work? Anybody walk up to you and say, well, wait a minute. Listen, you screwed up today. You missed the order on 7 of your customers. You got it all wrong. Today, you sold a car under a number you were supposed to. We lost commission. You know, nobody questions you, right? Nobody does that. Nobody walks in after your job is done and you had a crappy day and they go over this, this, and this, and this. Wait a minute, I thought you were a painter. What are all these bubbles that are left on this side of the wall? How come you didn't sand it down the right way? Because look, I can see it. Nobody does that to you. So it's one of those things that's... I just wanted to take the time to say that about Clayton Kershaw because too many times we see the other guy show up in those press conferences. And what kids need to see is that. They need to see the people that, because we need to set examples on how to handle adversities, okay? So our children can actually follow these kind of leads. Because unfortunately, the examples we are often setting in society are not the ones we want leading, okay? Hell, look at the dude that's running the country. That guy doesn't necessarily handle adversity the right way either. So, you know, let's see if we set proper examples and say whatever you want about Clayton Kershaw, okay? But the one thing you have to and must say about him is that he is a man in the midst of adversity. And he is also a guy that will take responsibility for his actions. Not point fingers, because look at Adam Gase. All he does is blame everybody else. Every press conference, it's everybody else's fault. Clayton Kershaw said in that press conference last night, I know what you guys are saying about me, and you're right. Think about that. Who says that? They lie to you and themselves, normally, athletes. No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not me. That's not, yeah, whatever. He did not dodge, pun intended, anything.
You know what, though? It's kind of smart. You take up ownership and you face it and you get past. You know what I mean?
You know who's exceptional at that? Pat Riley. When Pat screws up, take it from me. I covered him every day. Whenever he would screw up, he'd tell you. You know why? Because psychologically, he doused the fire right there and then.
Right. Exactly.
And then you can't pile on. You can't do anything. But it's the coach, it's the player that's in denial that then eggs on more heat. Because you're telling me something, we're seeing something completely else, and then that's why we're going to bombard you every day with these questions. But the second you douse the fire and say, hey, listen, before you guys start anything, I screwed up here. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Then it's accountability. And when somebody has accountability, the only thing you can have for that is respect. Okay?
Unless you're a jerk.
Right. Unless you're a jerk. But you respect, you forgive, you move on. And you turn the page, as Bob Seger would say.
Let me ask you, who feels worse? The guy from Atlanta that gave up 6 runs in a third in the first inning, the first third of the game.
All right.
or Clayton giving up those two home runs.
Clayton.
Not the guy that gave up six runs right out the box.
Because you're Clayton Kershaw, dude.
Right.
You're Clayton Kershaw.
You're expected.
You're a Hall of Famer. You're the man.
Probably the best pitcher in baseball.
You're the
right
face
now.
Of the Dodgers, basically. Yeah.
You're the best pitcher in baseball.
I don't know yet, but I think he might be the longest tenured Dodger on that team. If not, top two or three or whatever. I'm trying to think of that roster right now of guys that have been there longer than him, and I don't know if there's a lot of them. So Clayton Kershaw is the guy, you know?
Yeah, that's the one piece that they have held on to. Yeah.
He's the Gina Davis of a League of Their Own team. What were they called? Rockford Peaches.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the Gina Davis of the Rockford Peaches. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way he's looked at. You're looked at as the guy that cannot fail. You're looked at as the guy that has to lead the team to a championship, to the promised land. And if you don't do it, then there's no way you're ever going to get it done. That's the way it's looked at because that's your best player.
If you can't, then who else is going to do it?
Right.
You couldn't.
It's Kershaw and Bellinger, I would say, are your two faces of your team, basically.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's accurate.
And clearly Bellinger has not been there longer than Kershaw or as long either because Bellinger's a kid. He's been there I want to say this is his fifth season or something like that. But, that's the thing about Kershaw. And I just all the respect in the world for him yesterday. Just, it was so manly.
And like you said.
Just respect.
Like we talked about, a guy at that level, if you get rid of him, you're not going to get a better player.
No, you're
not going to replace that guy.
No.
Okay,
no.
you're gonna dip down.
But
okay?
I will say this: if they're in this position again next year, I don't care about the Dodgers. It's not my favorite team. My favorite team is obviously I'm a suffering Marlins fan that will never see the light of day again. That's one dude that I'm. I pray that he has that moment, that he has that watershed moment, and he can like put it behind him and his career and all that, and just erase all of that. You know, like A-Rod did winning his championship with the Yankees, right?
2009.
Like Dirk Nowitzki did with the Dallas Mavericks. He had that choker label, too, also on him. And then they broke through, beat the Heat, won the championship. And that was huge for Dirk Nowitzki. LeBron had that label until he got here, right? And ended up winning. So some of those guys carry that label. I root for Kershaw to be that next guy that gets rid of that label.